Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Your official station to talk Jets. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app. Download it today.
All right, it's 11:04 on the Fan. It's TK and Tierney here. 877-337-6666 is our number to vent, to yell, to scream, to lament, to cajole these teams to get things together here. And obviously bringing some reinforcements on the baseball scene and obviously juggling the football. Tough one for the Jets, Giants with the tie, which is just odd. Nobody knows how to process these freaking ties. Can I say something
else? It helps us, though. That's the only thing that you can take away from
that. That is for sure.
Better than a loss.
That's the numbers dictate that. The Giants over 62% chance of making the playoffs right now. The Jets are a little bit below 50%. But I don't know if this will resonate with every DeGrom fan, and even Hoff, who we love, is, you know, he's worked up. He's a Mets fan. He's a DeGrom guy. I get it. I respect it. But I think lamenting the absence of DeGrom, like the symbolism of losing DeGrom, is actually greater than losing DeGrom. If you think about what he means to the heart of the Met fan
now.
You know,
I see what you mean. Yeah.
It's almost in a non-tangible way more than it is. Don't get me wrong. He's phenomenal.
Of course.
And I've said, outside of Pedro, he's the greatest righty I've ever seen. I mean, if you don't respect my baseball history, that's fine. My knowledge, whatever. I think I've got a pretty decent grasp on the game. DeGrom has almost no peers. None. Certainly this century. You know, you want to throw out Maddox. You want to throw out a Pedro. We're talking old-timers, man. But I think that you look at, you know, what he truly has done the last couple of years. And if you're able to divorce yourself from the emotions, which is tough, I think you'll realize there is a very easy road for the Mets to get a lot better than they were last year. But they need another bat, too. Everybody's fixated on the pitching here. DeGrom, Scherzer, you know, Verlander, Rodon. That's why I thought the Abreu move that the Astros got for 3 years, $20 million a pop last week, was a miss by the Mets.
The Mets are in a very difficult spot because they could keep chasing right now. So spend money, keep chasing, go get a big bat. Or, as Hoff keeps alluding to, and I think there's some truth here because of Billy Epler's previous ties to Shohei Ohtani. For those that missed it, he was obviously the general manager out in Los Angeles with the Angels and had to do the presentation, which was extensive, for Shohei Ohtani when he came from Japan. And so there is a relationship there, and clearly Shohei Ohtani is not signing a long-term deal with the Angels. Now, the Angels aren't going to trade him, at least reportedly not going to trade him. They might just be saying that to drum up more, I don't know, assets for his services. But when he comes available, you know the Mets are going after him because of that Billy Epler relationship.
Well, he's going to be available during the summer.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. But that's just it makes it interesting what the Mets should actually do right now. Go try to get some assets, big bats, or, you know, more pitching, or wait for Shohei. And it's just hard to sit and wait.
I can't. It's hard to be patient. I can't wait for that.
It's hard to be patient.
I could do that in addition to. That can't be my primary plan. There's no way. Otherwise, you are punting.
But think about the money that, I mean,
I don't want to hear about the money. It's Steve Cohen.
No, I'm talking about for Shohei.
That's what I'm saying. It's Steve Cohen. He's got money.
That's a lot of money.
Doesn't matter.
And you'll make it up. The other consideration is that from the very beginning, he did not want to play in New York. Shohei Ohtani. He didn't want to be here. So
Ohtani or DeGrom? I'm sorry.
Ohtani. Okay. He did not want to be here. So the question is, has he changed his mind in his, what, 6 years?
Yeah, I mean, losing will do that to you. You know?
Yeah.
He probably looks over at Mike Trout and says, geez, this guy's the best.
This book that I gave you. This book that I gave you that you didn't read, Shohei Ohtani, one of the things that he talked about when he was deciding to come to the United States and play in Major League Baseball as opposed to staying in Japan was that he wanted to win a World Series. That's not happening in Los Angeles.
Nope. 877-337-6666. Anthony's in New Rochelle on the Fan. What's going on, Ant? Anthony, what's happening, buddy?
So, my question to you, I mean, we just lost DeGrom. It's heartbreaking. You know, you're emotionally attached to the guy. But, you know, there's still great pieces out there. If you sign Verlander, I think you're actually upgrading.
Me too.
Because you get a good start every 5 days instead of, what, 10 starts a season, if you're lucky with DeGrom.
Mm-hmm.
But if we don't sign Verlander, I don't know how much we could trust Billy Epler.
Why?
If you look at all the trade deadlines, everybody was saying, oh, let's see, the Mets are going to make a big splash. They're going to do something. Last year, we end up with Daniel Vogelback and Darren Ruff. We needed a bullpen arm. Didn't get anything.
Well, you actually traded one away, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I got
you. I don't know how much you could trust them.
Listen, I don't think Billy Epler's anything to write home about. I think he's okay. I mean, he's a B-minus GM. He's nothing special so far.
He's nothing special, but, I mean, you're working for the guy with the most money in the league, especially now, free agency. Just, you know, do what you have to do. Get it done.
I mean, that's what I would think, Ant. You know, that's what I was told.
But I kind of appreciate your call, Anthony. Thanks. I kind of remember the trade deadline for the Mets. Who was really available?
Well, Bell. Bell got dealt.
Josh Bell. He went with.
He was in the Soto deal.
Soto out to San Diego.
Yeah. To be fair, J.D. Martinez was not dealt. There weren't that many.
No.
You know, it's easy to say, do this, do that. In the Mets' defense, there weren't a lot of difference makers that were moved.
Yeah,
Now, that doesn't mean that you couldn't entice somebody mm-hmm. to move somebody that wasn't moved that could have been a difference maker.
Yeah, but they were probably correct as we look at their prospects who they held on to. Because I think Beatty's going to be a player.
I do too.
I think Alvarez is going to figure it out really quickly when he gets his shot,
mm-hmm.
Whenever that is. And Vientos is a wild card, but I mean, if he just messes around and he's, you know, good also, then they did right by hanging on to those guys. But I'm just trying to think back to the trade. There wasn't a ton of options for him, and so why waste the asset if the options aren't ideal? And I think that's what he did. And let's also not forget that the biggest signing that they could have done was hanging on to Edwin Diaz. They made that a priority immediately, and they deferred the money, so it's not hitting, you know, the luxury tax, and they signed him to over $100 million, and it's not punitive in any way. And Edwin Diaz, who wanted to be a Met and stay a Met, they got that deal done.
And I credit them doing that. Yeah, yes, but now they need to make sure that they're in the best position to utilize him, you know, where there's 40 saves on the record mm-hmm. here. I mean, having a great closer, and he was by far the best in baseball last year, is awesome when you have all the other pieces. And right now they don't. Now, that doesn't mean that they won't, but they have a lot to do. And I think they're going to do it, but they need to do it. Will's in Regal Park on the Fan with Tiki and Tierney. What's up, Will?
Hey, man, I got to tell you guys, I'm brokenhearted.
Mm.
Truly am.
But bye. Tell us.
At the same time, good riddance. You know.
Interesting.
Whatever. It is what it is. I equate it to having that girl that you love but you need to break up with because it's not going to work. Mm. This is exactly what happened.
Ah, that's interesting.
You know, and you don't want to be a man. I love them. DeGrom was my favorite by far. But the last few years, I'll be honest, I lost all confidence in him because it seemed like he didn't want to pitch. He was holding out, and he didn't want to be a Met. If you don't want to be a Met, I'm sorry. I don't love you anymore. Good riddance. Goodbye. I hope you fall flat on your face.
You going to boo him when he comes back, Will?
Absolutely. I will.
Yeah, I think he's going to get treated harshly when he comes back.
Yeah. There's
a, thanks for the call there, buddy. There's a big difference. Like, if a guy leaves in free agency versus a player who's dealt, you know, when you're dealt, you know, unless you have no trade.
Yeah, you almost feel sorry for him.
Well, you understand. You, as a fan, you can rationalize, compartmentalize the emotional side versus the business side. And some players control the business side, and some don't. DeGrom controlled this business side because it was fully 100% in his power to stay or go, and you got to respect his decision. Doesn't mean you don't stand on your feet and boom to the high heavens when he shows up.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I think so many fans still love Jacob DeGrom, and they you can't forget what he meant for this team. So you're going to cheer him in some capacity. At least you're going to want to. You got to cheer him. He's Jacob DeGrom, right? So when he comes back here, there's no way that you're just saying, good riddance, we hate you, get out of here, sorry you're gone.
You're overlooking the part that drives us, and that is our heart. And when our heart gets stepped on, we boo.
Yeah, but...
it's what we do.
But
it's our defense mechanism.
It is, but it's also one of your legends. I mean, I keep hearing this, if DeGrom leaves and he comes back, you retiring his number.
I wouldn't retire his number. Oh, I don't know. I have to really think about that.
I think they just sound contradictory. Like, well, all this emotion, positive emotion that you've had, and now you're going to boo him when he comes back just because he decided to leave.
What would happen in 15, 20 years when you put the number next to Seaver and the rest of the guys, Keith, et cetera, Kuzmin versus, 5 months later after he bolts? I don't know. I think it's very different. The wound is not healed yet.
Yeah.
I think there will be a time for sentimentality. In the year 2038, Jacob DeGrom Day, especially if the Mets have a championship by then.
Man,
you
spent so many years just cheering for the dude, man.
I get it. I'm not saying it's easy, dude. Smack Talk on the Fan brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Head over to Buffalo Wild Wings for buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday, and buy one, get one free boneless wings every Thursday. Shake up your week with flavor of Buffalo Wild Wings to the greatest of all times, valid at participating locations while supplies last. All right, coming up, don't forget, we have Joe B at 1140 on the Jets and on DeGrom, the Giants with the tie. Mike White, what did you see? What did you see in the red zone from the play calling from LaFleur? Some big injuries around the NFL, Niners, Ravens, things impacting both the Jets and the Giants. So we're stacked. We got you covered on a busy Monday. Tiki and Tierney on the Fan.
Let it rip. Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com.
Yo, it is 1121 on the Fan. It's Tiki and Tierney. Joe B. Going to wind him up coming up 1140 here on Tiki and Tierney. Obviously, a lot of opinions and a lot of emotions flying around today all over the map with DeGrom. 877-337-6666. Tika, I have one point that I want to make about Zach Wilson, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a very interesting week for him. And I have said, I'm rolling with Mike, obviously, for a while. And the way I approached this two-game set against the perceived powers, Minnesota and Buffalo, was no matter how he played against Minnesota, he's playing against Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
That was my take from day one. And now, because he played well against Minnesota, reasonably well, now he gets another two games. Like, that's my mindset, okay?
Two games at a time.
Minimally, right? Yeah, I think he's earned that for sure, and I think the Jets certainly believe in him, and I know that the players do, right? But I do think that it's important for Zach Wilson to be elevated to the backup this week coming up.
Mm.
There's a different level of engagement. If this is really going to be about the next phase of this reset that they've used to describe whatever they're doing to him behind closed doors, then I think he needs to know that he's an injury away from playing.
Mm, yeah.
Hiding him is not going to do any good.
Well, it also helps him answer that question that I've been asking since he got put to the third string, which is, how do you keep developing him? How do you get him any kind of reps that are meaningful and look like what he's has to get ready to do if he should have to play? And you're not doing that as a third string quarterback. As a backup, you get thrown in for some reps here or there, and you're just more engaged in the practice day. So you're right about it. The question is, are the Jets certain that he's past that whatever reset, that fundamental flaw that just possessed him these first few games that he played this season?
I mean, I can't answer that, but I can only guess that if he's not elevated to number two, then it's a whole hell of a lot worse than we thought.
No doubt.
How much do you have to do just to earn the backup job?
No doubt.
Deep is this hole?
It means that this is a like an off-season project.
Forget about a reset. It's an overhaul.
Yeah, it's a project that's not just going to get fixed in a couple of weeks.
Yes, and I think that's very important to watch this week. And whatever the Jets do, I'll trust because their instincts with Mike White now were right anyway. So I'm going to give them that latitude, and I'm going to support them. I'm going to believe whatever they do is best for Zach and best for the team. But if he's not the backup, that tells us that he's miles away. And that's just the reality of it. All right, 877-337-6666 is our number. Back to you. Nick's in Huntington on the Fan. What's going on, Nick?
Hey, guys. Guy thing or not a guy thing? Punting on the season just because he lost out on one free agent.
No, who's punting?
Your producer over there who I just reamed in the call screen. How do you let that guy just get away with punting just because...
He's an emotionally disturbed Met fan right now, Nick. He's an emotionally disturbed
Met fan. First, he's not that guy. He's our boy, Hoff. No matter how much we yell at each other, we love him. So he's not that guy. He's Hoff.
He's just emotionally in a bad spot.
Guy? Because Verlander's trash. Rodon's trash. Oh, we're punting on this. Listen, I understand everyone's emotional right now.
Yep.
But he didn't really pitch for us. And we lost because of a bat, not because of pitching. So we need a bat. And if we don't spend $40 million on DeGrom and we get Verlander for a little less, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I would be too. I would be too, Nick. I really would be. Let me put it this way, Nick, and maybe not that this will prove anything, but I'll give you a little bit of a different perspective. Like if you said to me, and I know it's not going to happen because he already signed, but if you said, all right there, it's easy for you to wait on the Mets situation, Mr. Yankee fan.
Yeah.
But if you had your choice, who would you want, DeGrom or Verlander for the Yankees? I would take Verlander. Yeah. Now, that doesn't mean that I'm 100% right, but that at least tells you that I'm consistent with how I view the two. I think Verlander's better because he's more reliable in terms of showing up. Now, in terms of sheer stuff, DeGrom's better. Sheer stuff. Wipeout slider, four pitches, impeccable control, 101 mile per hour, basically average. He's sick. He's unhittable. He's like trying to hit a blitz ball. But if you're only playing blitz ball twice a month, I mean, you need more starts. You need more physical reliability, and you need more bats. Mm-hmm. You do. Let's get Joe in North Syracuse all the way up there. What's going on, Joe? You're on the Fan. How are you?
Hey, Peaky Tanny, I'm listening to you guys.
Appreciate you, man.
Thanks, Joe.
I'm a diehard Mets fan, and I am angry today, but it's not because they didn't bring back the ground. It's your producer, Hoff, 84 wins. You know, they won their most wins in the season since DeGrom's been on the team when DeGrom didn't pitch. They won 101 games without him. Now, I'm not saying I didn't want him back, but they can't bring him back for the 5 years, 185.
No way! No way!
And Verlander did something DeGrom didn't do. Pitch last year. Win a Cy Young. Rondon, he also said with the injury, well, guess what? He pitched the last 2 years. DeGrom didn't.
Yep.
So if they can go get Verlander a little cheaper and then hopefully bring in a bat, whether it's Nimmo or someone else, I'm fine with that.
See, but here's the thing. Now, that's an interesting point. When you say bringing a bat, hopefully it's Nimmo. The Mets were deficient offensively a year ago with Nimmo. So I think it needs to be pointed out that you better bring back Nimmo and somebody, not just Nimmo. Otherwise, you know, you're back to where you were.
You need some upgrades as well.
And listen, Teague, I understand. If you tell me, man, I really want the DeGrom back, I could get down with that. What I can't get down with, for me at all, is now viewing the Mets season as a failure and without hope. I don't see it that way. I understand it's a delicate dance in your mind, wanting somebody back, but there's also a second part of this equation where the Mets have a chance to be better without Jacob DeGrom. Scott's in Hamilton. What up, Scotty?
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
All right. How are you, Scott?
I'm good. I don't get Mets. I'm a Mets.
Okay.
I'll always be a Mets.
So you don't get yourself then. God, just joking. Go ahead, Scott.
No. But, you know, DeGrom did two things that annoyed the hell out of me. One was he opted out and said it from the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
Then on top of that, his agents wouldn't even let the Mets in on a call. At the end, he didn't want to be here.
Yep.
Yeah.
For Mets fans to be upset whatsoever, and the Hawks is upset, you know, it is what it is. He didn't want to be here. And, you know, he took less money to go to Texas. You know, everybody's like, oh, you know, was it 185 is greater than 120. You look at the annual average value, and he took less money to leave New York. He didn't want to be here.
He also knows, he also knows he's injury prone, and he knew that the Mets were going to give him those extra couple of years, which, by the way, might equate to three extra years, not just the two.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. You nailed it, Scott. And this is what I've been saying. He didn't want us, didn't want New York, didn't want the Mets. Who doesn't understand that?
Yeah. I mean,
didn't want to be here.
And
goodbye.
And after he got hurt, you really started to see that after he got hurt early, right? And they ask him, oh, how's this going to affect your opt out? Because naturally, you get hurt, you kind of want to take some guaranteed money, not go try to get another contract someplace else. He just doubled down on it. Like, yeah, I'm still opting out. I'm out of here. Or at least I'm going to test the free agent market. Whatever, however he positioned it. When he got hurt, he still was adamant that he was going to opt out and test free agency.
You know, I want to say something that I said at the start of the show, and, you know, we're only halfway there. It's not inconceivable that we're all the...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Boy, there, who knows, maybe this week, but it was once unfathomable, unimaginable to think that this would be a hot stove where the best pitcher of his generation left. And the best player in baseball, literally, is by the MVP. I know there's others that you can throw into them, whatever. Walks away in the same week or two?
Well, I think there's also a lesson. There's a lesson here from the Mets that the Yankees need to really take into consideration.
Okay.
And that is how you treat and let your star, for the Mets it was DeGrom, for the Yankees it's Judge, how much you want them to be here. And I think, I don't know.
You think the Mets disrespected DeGrom? I could see the Yankees fans thinking that with Judge. I don't think that with the Mets.
I don't think so, because I think what we're talking about is real. Like, DeGrom didn't want to be here. So he didn't even give the Mets the chance to, like, woo him and coerce him to come back and to be here and say, hey, we're going to do this and we want you here. And I don't think they even, you know, got to that point because DeGrom just shut him out. But I do think that the Yankees aren't being shut out by Judge's camp. They need to express this as loudly as they possibly can. Otherwise, what you just said is going to happen. These two best offensive and a defensive weapon for our respective teams are going to leave.
See, but I don't think with the Yankees it's with sentiment with Judge. As long as the Yankees have the proper money, he's coming back. That's what I believe.
Yeah,
and if not, then there's nothing the Yankees can do about it anyway. So it doesn't matter what they say.
But so much of this is being wanted, feeling wanted. And I hope the Yankees are doing that, like letting Judge know that he's wanted. Otherwise, you're human. Like, not being wanted is it's one of the most, like, depressing feelings in life,
mm-hmm.
right? Where someone's just like, yeah, we can do without you.
Yeah.
And, you know, we usually feel this in interpersonal relationships, but it's also in professional relationships.
For sure. That's not fun.
It's not fun at all. I mean,
we've all been there. That's not fun.
Without a doubt. And so the Yankees got to do right by him in that regard. Otherwise, he leaves and he's like good riddance himself.
Mm-hmm. I still think he gets booed in Queens. I do. Matt's in Howard Beach. What's happening, Matt? How are you today?
Hey, Matt. Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Matt.
Just, you know, quick comments here. I think it might be two-sided here. I think that, yes, I can understand the Mets not wanting to give him the length the years at that amount of money. I get that. The guy's injury prone. Maybe give him 2 for $85 and see where you're at after that. But I also think maybe DeGrom was just ticked off enough after losing so many one-run games all of his career here in New York that he just said, forget this. Because you can't tell me he wants to win when he goes from 101 team to a team that won 68 games, right?
Yeah, so, but Matt, hold on. It's almost a contradiction. Probably left 30 wins on the table for the poor guy over the years. I get that. We all know that. Maybe more.
Right.
But if that was part of the impetus behind him leaving, then why would he go to Texas? He's going to win 75 games next year.
I don't know, because he's not even going to a team from a state where he's from, right?
Yeah, no, I know. That's what makes it personal. Yep.
It's not, you know, my family's there, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Try to figure out. But I think it's just the whole thing is just odd and strange. To be honest with you.
Yeah, but it's not completely unexpected. I mean, that's the thing. Like, yeah, I told you I was at a Christmas party Friday night. And when I try not to just stare at my phone, obviously, when I'm not at work or when it's not pressing. And my buddy actually got the alert. And I'm like, wow. So I wasn't stunned.
It's an early Christmas party, by the way.
Yeah, it was the kids built the gingerbread houses and all that stuff. You get stretched out like Halloween and everything. It was awesome. It was actually really awesome. Great people. Good time. But I wasn't stunned. The guys that I was with really weren't stunned because I think, and some Mets, some Yankee fans, I think everybody's been conditioned on some level. I mean, if you listen to sports radio at all, how are you stunned by this?
You're not.
We've talked about this for months that it was a pretty decent possibility,
mm-hmm.
you know? So here we are.
Your official station to talk Knicks. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app. Download it today.
All right, Tinky and Tierney back here on The Fan. It's time for the Joe Beningo Monday Colton with us and the Beningo Football Monday and some DeGrom stuff as well. Brought to you by Foxwoods Resort Casino, the wonder of it all, by Winters Brothers Waste Systems. Conveniently rent a dumpster online at winterbros.com. Long Island's number one choice for waste removal, wintersbros.com. By Total Orthopedics, the experts are getting you back to being you. And by Webster Bank, the official commercial bank of the New York Jets. Now, Joe, since we started with DeGrom, I just want to keep that that flow going before we jump full steam into the Jets here. You've been on the record with DeGrom. You basically said let him go as far as a couple of months ago. So I know where you stand. I guess what I'm most interested in now is what's the pivot for the Mets? What do you want to see? What do you expect from the Mets?
Well, I mean, look, I think I guess I want Verlander. I mean, my only concern, obviously, with Verlander is the guy's 40 years old. I know he had a tremendous year last year, but he missed 2 years before that. Carlos Rodon. I mean, why not? You know what? Why not sign both of them?
That's what I said.
Mm-hmm. Why not?
Yeah.
I mean, I would sign both of those guys. Sign Verlander and Rodon. I'd re-sign Nimmo. They got to get, and that's the other thing too, guys. They got no bats on his team. They got to sign some more. I mean, Trey Turner is another guy I would want to go after. But I think as far as the pitching, I try to sign Verlander and Rodon.
Joe, let me ask you, Joe. So, you know, and the calls have been very interesting this morning. Most people are like, yeah, that's fine, you know, whatever. And I get it. And then there's others who are obviously heartbroken and somewhere in between. But DeGrom comes into Queens, pitches, if he's even healthy, for the Rangers. What kind of ovation does he get? What kind of ovation should he get?
Well, first of all, I wonder if he would even pitch against the Mets. First of all, he might be hurt.
Yeah.
You know, he may try to pull a Syndergaard and duck him. I mean, that wouldn't surprise me either. I think he gets mixed. I think it's a mixed reaction. I think you're going to get, guys that are going to cheer him and guys that are going to boo him. I think you're going to get a mixed reaction for DeGrom.
See, I think it depends where the Mets are on the standings, because they're coming in kind of late in the season. If the Mets are rolling, you'll be in more of a sentimental kind of a mood. If the Mets are not rolling, say if they don't get Rodon, or you know what I mean? I think where the Mets are standings-wise are going to dictate, because here's the thing, Joe. He didn't leave via trade. When you leave in free agency, you're literally saying, I won't be here anymore, and we take that personally. I think he's going to get booed, Joe.
Yeah, no, look, I think it's 50-50. I think there's still, you know, most of the younger Met fans, this was their guy, okay? You know, I talked to my partner, the great Evan Roberts. You know, I know he's, and obviously he's with Craig Carton too now, but, you know, my longtime partner, and he's a big DeGrom guy, and
yeah.
he's heartbroken.
I get it.
And I understand that, so I think it's going to be 50-50, but look, DeGrom never wanted to be here. He wanted out of New York. The Mets didn't really even aggressively try to re-sign him. I think they knew that. I don't even think they wanted him either.
Yeah.
You know, he gets hurt all the time. And let's be honest, the 101-win season last year, DeGrom really had, you know, he was not really a factor at all for that team last year.
Yeah, no, and it's interesting. I said that at the beginning. This is kind of, they did an unbelievable job of acting like they really wanted to keep him, but are not heartbroken when he left. And it's kind of the right way, the smart way to get rid of a fan favorite and not feel like the bad guy. Because I don't think the Mets are the bad guy right now. And I think that's really all you can ask for from as this thing winds itself out and Jacob DeGrom is not going to be a Met.
Yeah, no, this is clearly not on the Mets, Tiki. I'm with you 100%. They are not the bad guy in this.
All right, so let's hop over to the Jets real quick BT and I both had the same emotion really about both of our teams. Like we weren't upset. Obviously, I was more of on the closer to the thrilled side because the tie doesn't hurt you as bad as the loss does.
Didn't hurt the Giants at all.
It is what it is. And look, they're just not talented right now. So it's like it's hard to get angry when you got a practice squad defensive back getting torched on the left.
And can I say this about the
and
Giants?
Darius Slayton dropping passes, which he does a lot of because he's second or first in the league and drop passes.
Can I say this about the Giants?
Go ahead.
Daniel Jones is the quarterback. I mean, when is he going to get some credit for the kind of year he's had?
Yeah.
I mean, this guy's had a terrific year. He's got no weapons around him except for Barkley. He's got one real receiver in Slayton. They've been banged up so much all year, both sides of the ball. I mean, you got to give – to me, Daniel Jones is clearly the quarterback going forward, and they got to give him a contract.
Yeah, so as we look at quarterbacks for the Jets, are you still convinced Mike White is your guy? BT's giving him two more games.
Not even a question that Mike White's the guy.
And you don't even mess with it, right? You don't even think about
it. Let me tell you right now. I'll tell you this, Tiki. If Salah even tried to make a move on White, he'd lose the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is beloved by the play. He was good yesterday. I mean, let's be honest about it. I mean, the worst pass he threw all day wasn't the two picks. It was the one where he missed Garrett Wilson down the sideline when he had him wide open for about a 70-yard touchdown. That's the only really brutal pass. He made some throws. He made that throw to Corey Davis on a 4th and 10. One play after he got belted. He got belted the play before it. I thought he was going to come out of the game, and he puts a dime on Davis, and if it wasn't for one of the Vikings getting a shoestring on him, he would have been in the end zone. And so White is clearly the quarterback. He's the quarterback the rest of the year, and I think going to be going forward as well, but no doubt that he's the quarterback the rest of the year. It's not even debatable.
All right, now here's the thing that I want to see, though, Joe. And I don't think you even care about this, but I think that you should, or on some level. I think that Zach Wilson needs to at least be elevated to number two. Now, this is Mike White's show. You're right. I see him getting on the plane Saturday and fly to Minnesota. They're all wearing Mike White shirts. Yep. They love this. We get
no
that.
No question.
And he is good. But to me, you know, when you're inactive, you have, don't tell me about the scout team. You have no role. You're zero. I think at least Zach Wilson needs to prepare with an urgency just in case White goes down. If he's not the number two, what that tells me is he is almost terminally lost, helpless, helpless.
And you want to make him the number two? I got no problem with that. He's probably, you know, still better than Flacco. The one thing that we know that Flacco can't do is get away from the pass rush anymore, and Wilson can do that. So, I mean, if you want to make him the backup to White, I got no issue with that at all.
Joe, what have you seen? When you look at Salah, right, and obviously he's got coordinators, but when they do things that they do in terms of critical points of the game, usage of timeouts, going forward, punting, just the different strategies that – you know, the fans with established, reputable teams take for granted. When you see Salah in those situations, you feel pretty comfortable?
Here's what I feel comfortable about. I was very upset he went for it on 4th and 2 from his own 42-yard line down 17-3.
And they criticized that on the broadcast, too. I agreed with Charles Davis.
Yeah. No, I would have punted there. Yep. I couldn't believe it. To the defense's credit, and the defense did not play well yesterday. I mean, let's be honest about the defense yesterday. They were terrible in the first half. They couldn't get off the field. 7 out of 10 third down conversions, 20 points in the first half. They had a bunch of defensive holding penalties. And then even worse about the defense, They played better in the second half, but let's be honest, it's 20-15, and the defense lets them go right down the field for that touchdown and make it 27-15, where DJ Reed gets beat by Jefferson in the corner of the end zone. That ticked me off. The defense did not play well yesterday. They got to play a lot better against the Bills.
Yeah, especially against the run. Especially against the run. They gave up 128 yards.
Well, and by the way, Teak, we saw that against Chicago in the first series of two, where the defense was a little loose. I'm with you, Joe.
Yeah, so, I mean, the challenge for this Jets team now is to find a way to beat Buffalo again. Now, they are one.
I think they can, Teak.
I think they can, too, especially because Buffalo is one-dimensional. I mean, their leading rusher is their quarterback.
Right.
And the only, he's the only one that scores rushing touchdowns.
Right. So,
and we saw with Sauce, I mean, Justin Jefferson, this is pedestrian of a day if I've ever seen.
But Reed was on it more than Sauce. Sauce was pretty much on it.
Well, both of them.
Yeah. Let's be honest. The best receiver on the field yesterday is Garrett Wilson. And how good is Garrett Wilson? When I watch Garrett Wilson, guys, as a Jet fan, I cry because he's so damn good. And here's something else, too. Why did we have to wait 10 weeks to see Zonovan Bam Knights?
Don't know.
Why did we have this guy's?
He's good.
I mean,
because he was a free agent. He was an undrafted free agent.
Oh my God!
I saw him in college, Joe.
And you said that last week.
And he was so good at NC State.
He runs hard.
He runs hard. He's little, but he runs hard, man.
Tremendous.
And you can't teach that. Like there's a. I always say this, Joe. There's a little bit something wrong with really good football players. Like you just know you're going to get hit, right? You know this is going to hurt, but I got to do it anyways. And he's that kind of player. You find those guys that are like a little bit scared of contact. I don't want that dude. I want the guy who kind of still thinks this is a contact sport. Hell, I might get hurt, but I love it anyways. And he's that kind of player.
Getting back to Salah. No, Knight's tremendous. Getting back to Salah. Look, I think the bottom line on Salah, and I think the most important thing with him, is that the team plays for him. I mean, this game yesterday, the Jets of years gone by, as upset as I was with such a brutal loss, you know, it'd be nice if Berrios could hold on to the ball. Maybe he's a little too much with his girlfriend there. I don't know. But catch the damn football,
she does
Braxton.
Like Instagram, Joe.
We understand that. Catch the damn football, Braxton, okay? All right. With that said, going back to Salah here, look, they play for him. This team, last year, if they're down 20-3 like they were late in the first half, they get killed.
Yes.
That game's over.
No, I agree with you.
They're done.
Too. Yeah.
They were never out of this game yesterday. They fought and fought and fought and fought, and they should have won. I mean, let's be honest. They should have won this game. There's no doubt about it.
So we're talking to our buddy Joe B. Of course, Joe, FAN royalty, long time here on The Fan. He's been with us every Monday during the football season. Joe, listen, maybe a little prisoner of the moment on my part, but I think you'll probably agree with this. Like, if you just parachuted into the world yesterday and you saw Kirk Cousins and Mike White, I don't know anybody that would say Kirk Cousins is better.
Yeah.
Right,
he missed a lot of throws.
Yeah,
you know, Kirk Cousins yesterday, Mike missed that one throw down the sideline to Wilson. Kirk Cousins missed a lot of throws yesterday.
Yeah,
right?
He definitely did.
Four or five times when he had guys open,
yeah,
and he missed them badly.
Now, he's tough because he got hit a lot, and he kept getting up, and he kept sticking his beak in there. But, all right, Joe, what is the synopsis here? I mean, playoffs, we talk about the Giants where the tie doesn't hurt them. I don't think the loss crushes the Jets, obviously,
well,
the Raiders.
They're still in playoff position. You know,
they are, for sure.
Beat the Chargers.
Yep.
You know, Buffalo beat New England last Thursday.
Yep.
You even got Miami losing yesterday. So,
yes.
You know, overall, you know, they still control their own destiny. They're still in a playoff position. I think it comes down to this. They got to win three games. I think if they get to 10, they're getting there.
I agree
with you. They got to win the two home games. They're going to have to beat – Detroit's much better now.
Mm-hmm.
But they got to beat the Lions at home. They got to beat the Jaguars at home, no doubt. And they got to win one of three games on the road. And let's be honest, they're better than Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Seattle's a tough place to play. And I give him credit. Carroll's done a terrific job. Geno yesterday they pulled that game out. The Rams Rams were beating them yesterday, and they won the game late. Geno to Metcalf to win the game. Look, win one of the three road games, win the two games at home, and I feel good about this Buffalo game. I think the way they lost this game yesterday has even gotten this team even more motivated to go out there and stick it to Buffalo again next week.
Joe, I know it's the NFL, and you never really know,
given
the atrocious nature of the sport.
Of course.
You can't say, well, in 2 years, we'll be – who knows? We don't know what we'll be in 2 weeks. But do you get the sense that – And you can take it back to the early Herm days and obviously way before that when Rex was planting roots, even though he had great success early. That was awesome. Do you get a sense of what the Jets are building is really sustainable? Because I do. Like, they seem like a legitimate franchise, Joe.
Bro, they're an extremely deep team. I mean, you look at the guys, even with, you know, Carter and Breece Hall are out, and look at these guys, Ty Johnson and Bam Knight. It's unbelievable. They rotate 9-10 guys on the defensive line. You know, this is the most young talent. I've been watching this team since 1965. This is the most young talent I can ever remember on this team. And if you're going to tell me that 27-year-old Mike White is now going to wind up being, amazingly enough, the franchise quarterback I've been looking for for 60 years, 50 years now, well, you know, I think we really got something going here. I would agree 100%. Breece Hall will be back next year. AVT will be back next year.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to have another draft under their belt. They're not going to be drafting as high, obviously. But Douglas certainly seems to know what he's doing. Even if they whiffed on Zach Wilson, it doesn't really matter at this point now.
Did you get a sauce jersey? What's the last jersey you got, Joe?
The last jersey I got was it's an old-timer. It was either Wesley Walker or...
Number 85. Nice.
Yeah, it was either Wesley Walker or John Riggins. I actually got a John Riggins Jet jersey. Nice.
Did you really?
Yeah.
There you go.
He played 5 years for us. I know. For Jet.
Then he retired, then he came back like a lot of years
here's
later.
Here's what I'm doing. I have not got a new jersey yet because...
Sauce. Let's go.
I don't want to jinx anything.
Nah, don't stop. You're not going to jinx anything. Well, just go out and get one.
It's either one or two. It's either Sauce or Wilson.
Or
one
Wilson. Mm. Oh, you're going to get that Zach Wilson jersey finally.
Not Zach.
Oh, Garrett Wilson.
Number 17.
He's special.
Joe. Oh, my God.
Good chat, buddy. And you were kind of right about DeGrom. You definitely said it the most aggressively, so.
Can I get, I want to say something.
Sure.
I don't ever like to toot my horn.
Oh, here we
I've
go.
Also He's been also yelling right about Mike White for over a year.
I knew you were going there. I knew it. Go ahead, Jim.
Okay. Over a year, I've been yelling about Mike White.
He also said Robert Saleh was terrible the first week we had you on.
Okay.
So come on, Joe.
Okay. I was wrong about Saleh. but all right. I mean, look,
I admit, buddy. It's all good.
I admit when I'm wrong. But nobody else was touting Mike White. All these sports writers, he's not the guy. He's not any good. All these sports writers that know nothing about anything, let's be honest. And can I say one more thing?
Sure, Joe.
Tiki makes that catch that Barrios dropped.
now you and Tiki are buddies. You went from battling to kissing. I never disliked you.
Did I ever dislike you?
Never. Well, that's not what you told me,
Joe. Nothing but respect from Joe for the years. I used to come on with Joe all the time.
By the way, I still maintain, in all due respect, to Saquon Barkley, the greatest Giant running back ever is Tiki Barkley.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Joe. Joe, I also would have made the Darius Slayton catch as well.
Yeah,
look at you guys with your egos. I mean, making the picks, Tiki making the catches.
If the ball hits your hand,
I have to throw my resume on the table.
If the ball hits your chest or the ball hits your hands, catch it.
You got to catch that ball.
What if the ball hits your balls? You should catch it.
Maybe Braxton should take a break from Colpo for about a week or so. He'd be all right.
Joe, hold on. Would you take a break from that, Joe?
Well, look.
Come on, Joe.
Probably not.
Exactly, buddy. All right, man. We'll talk to you next Monday, Joe.
Hey, guys, take care. All the love, guys.
We love you. Joe B. in the house. Great stuff.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.